And we would like to welcome Carter Hogue to the program. Carter has developed, he has an invention, and he has developed some PPE that has been proven to reduce concussion risks by over 60%. And he is here this morning to tell us all about it, and it's kind of early for a young man like you. Good morning, Carter. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. So, Carter, let's give a little bit of backstory on you. You were up the road with down the road from us in Dallas, Texas, and you have developed this, and it's going to reduce the probability of concussion in contact sports by 60%. And you were in high school when you did this, and so give us a little backstory on that, and why did you work on this?
Yeah, so I had the idea my senior year of high school at the Episcopal School of Dallas. The motivating factor behind the reason why I sat down in the first place to kind of solve the issue, kind of take my new approach to it, was being a football player myself, having family members, friends that were football players. I've seen a lot of people deal with the issue of concussions and other injuries in football and other contact sports. The main one, though, was my brother, who suffered a career-ending concussion his junior year of college. He played for Washington and Lee University in Virginia in the ODAX Conference Division III, and he suffered a concussion in their conference championship game his junior year, and he can't even remember the game. The only memory he has is a photo of him celebrating after they won the championship. Seeing him go through the immediate aftermath of that, all the symptoms and everything that people normally associate with concussions. But then the longer, year-long process that not everyone really knows about of him just trying to get back to where he was beforehand. It was a real driving force behind me trying to see if I could bring something new to the table when it came to the issue of concussions. And thankfully, I was able to come up with the idea for Gator Skin.
Is that what it's called, Gator Skin?
Yep.
All right. So that is, tell us how that's spelled. It's kind of interesting.
G8, the number 8, R, Skin.
All right. So, okay, and you developed this while you were in high school, and then how did you go about doing that? What is it?
Yeah, so Gator Skin is essentially a balaclava or a ski mask that comes down, in addition to covering your head and neck, over your chest, shoulders, and your upper back. That's meant to be worn for sports like football or hockey under your shoulder pads and your helmet. And what it does is when you take a collision to the head, it takes the force and the energy associated with that collision, and it distributes the energy throughout the entire piece, the entire gator skin, thereby reducing the forces associated with the collision. Additionally, because it's a device that covers your neck and your shoulders, one of the properties of the device and part of the design is you're able to move your head around completely normally. There's no restriction on range of motion when it comes to playing in a game, but when you take a collision that causes your head to move more rapidly than it otherwise naturally could, it actually hardens. The gator skin there like, basically turns into a neck brace at that point and limits the movement of your head so that you don't go and have these large angles of flexion or extension in your spine, and thereby just helps stabilize your neck and prevent not only concussions but neck injuries.
Well, that sounds pretty cool, but pretty complicated to me. When you were describing it, I was trying to figure out how, when you said it went down over your shoulders, how it lets you have the flexibility to look around and still have enough of a lack of flexibility to keep you from bending your neck. But you're saying you don't lose any of that flexibility to have your head on the dreaded swivel, like they keep saying.
Yeah, no, because it's completely soft and pliable when you're moving around normally. It only basically activates when you take that collision or you have to move your head super rapidly. For example, if you has a sort of whiplash event. You got hit in the chest or something. Your head moves faster than it normally would.
Well, cool. My contention for years has been that they were going to get the but football was going to wind up going to a hockey style helmet, which would reduce the desire to make your head a weapon, maybe just to keep concussions from going on. This sounds like a. Have any schools? Have you got any prototypes, or have any schools tried it out yet, or where are you in the process?
Yeah, so we've done all of our testing with Virginia Tech, and that's where that concussion risk value comes from, and all the metrics that we've had in terms of the reductions there. We're starting our playtest in terms of people actually putting it on, wearing it this summer, and we'll have a number of teams in it this fall initially.
And Carter, what kind of role did your dad, because you are a third-generation inventor, your dad also is described in what I have as a serial inventor and a corporate leader, ex-FBI special agent, and Cornell professor, and he's got 60 patents under his belt. How much of a role did Dad help play in this?
My dad, instrumental role, not only in kind of raising me in such a way that I have that inventive mindset, helping me to think outside of the box, basically just fostering me and my brother since childhood to have these new ideas, different approaches to problems. But he also is not only is my business partner in the sense of he's actually involved in helping out, but he helps with the design after I had the initial idea, and we kind of worked it through together to get it to the point that it is now, and he's been instrumental in that regard.
And it sounds to me like the way that you describe it, it is worn in with the regular football helmet and all the other gear. Is that right?
Yep, totally.
Okay.
So anyone you see out there, any players that you see with a balaclava on, you can see some guys after games wearing them. It would basically just replace that and be worn under the helmet like completely normally.
And when you talk about, let me give some props to your dad. What are some of the things that he has patents for that we might recognize?
Yeah, so my father founded a company called Revolution Money back in the early 2000s. And many of the things involved there was basically he invented how to use the internet to complete transactions. Some of the specific inventions that you'd be familiar with are gift cards without names on them, or if you scan a QR code to pay for something like Starbucks, all of those systems are based off of his patents. And finally, Walmart's alternative banking program, Bluebird. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that. That's also one of his inventions.
And your grandfather, Russell Hogue, also invented the debit card?
Yeah. So my grandfather was CEO of MasterCard, and he invented the first private multi-packet switching network, which is still in use today. If you swipe your Visa or a MasterCard, that's the network that it's going through.
Amazing, amazing. This is fascinating. And so you were telling JR where you are in the process as far as do you have a patent pending? Where are you in that process?
Yep, patent pending. Had that for a while now.
As far as you said, there's going to be some professional and college athletes wearing this in the fall. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Wow.
As well as high school. Yeah.
We also have the big helmet makers contacted you yet to say, can we just buy you out and you'll be a millionaire and you'll go off and relax in the Bahamas?
That's probably
is that a no?
We've had discussions with a number of different groups.
I imagine you do.
I bet you do.
I mean, you know, here's the weird thing. If it obviously I'm looking at it now. I can see a little bit more, understand it better. If schools don't buy it, or you don't go that way, there's going to be enough parents buy it for their kiddos that want them to play contact sports. Just, sell it as a athletics supply place that has peewee football mm-hmm. gear and stuff. I mean, for sure, to me, little young kids, I think they play tackle football too young, but that's, I'm not trying to get myself shot here in Brownwood. But, you know, your neck, a little 10-year-old kid's neck's not anywhere close to ready for all that.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
nope.
The market is ripe all the way up the line, but for sure down in the younger kids where this looks like it would be a pretty protective piece of gear.
Yeah, totally.
And so, Carter, the impetus for this also was driven also by a decline in, just young people of your age group that were not doing contact sports anymore because of this.
Yeah, so I lived in New York for a long time, but before I moved here and started playing in Texas at ESD, and it was really apparent to me there that kind of the sport was declining in the number of players. As an illustrative example, my seventh grade year for football, we had 20 kids in my grade, smaller school, obviously, there. 20 kids in my grade who were playing football. By the time I was a freshman in high school, I was one of two of those 20 that were still playing football.
Oh, wow.
That school has since completely gotten rid of contact football up until high school. The total team freshman through senior year is only like 25, 30 kids compared to my school in Texas, ESD, which is over 100, basically, and they're the same size school. So it's a trend in certain areas of the country more than others, but nevertheless, it is still a trend. And much of the reason for that is fear of not only players of getting injured, but the parents of those players not letting them sign up because they don't want their children to get hurt.
Is it hot? I mean, as far as, you know, Texas, it's going to be 101 today when spring training starts. What about ventilation and that kind of stuff? Is it pretty is it breathable?
Yeah, so we've done a number of different things to address the fact that putting another layer on is obviously going to trap heat. So one, yeah, it's breathable. We have perforation throughout the entire thing, so heat's able to escape. For another, we've also added cooling gel packs, pockets along the back of the neck and upper shoulders that you can insert those in to help lower the body temperature of the player. I'll tell you this. I was out there yesterday at 3, 4 o'clock. It was like 105 real feel here in Dallas, but I was wearing it, just running around, and it felt great.
Now I got to ask you this: when you're wearing it, just running around, what's the reaction of people?
I was here at my house in our backyard.
I was going, yeah, you go into the mall with that, you're going to have it. They're going, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And Carter, let me ask you: how's your brother?
He's doing great, actually. He just had he finished a half Ironman a couple months ago. Also here in Texas. I mean, that was a great moment to see. He's doing amazing, and I cannot be more proud of him for his recovery and how well he's doing.
And by the way, where are you going to college?
I go to school at Johns Hopkins University, and I also play football there, yeah.
You don't have to anymore if you just don't want to.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Carter, best of luck to you. I think that a lot of good things are going to come your way. Carter Hogue is who we've been speaking to, and he is talking to us from Dallas, Texas this morning, and he has invented a contact sports PPE that you are probably going to see everywhere very, very soon. Carter Hogue, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Take care.